All right, here we are back. Dylan Swinton's bringing the ball in, pass in to Jacob. Jacob back over to Trevor. Trevor shoots a three-pointer from the corner, misses, bounces back. Timber gets the rebound, or Zach Jacobson gets the rebound, passes off to Timber. Zach Jacobson comes under in the forecourt and shoots a runner into the key and misses, but the rebound goes to Brian Castle. Brian Castle shoots and misses, and the rebound is a long rebound out to Zach Vickers, so this is the third opportunity on this attempt down the court for the Craig Panthers. Timber Burnham tries to come in on his third attempt and gets stuffed by Trevor as he's trying to shoot, and the ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Craig ball. No, excuse me.
Call the timeout.
Right, timeout, but I didn't see whose ball it was going to be it's going to be Craig's ball underneath the basket as we after the timeout. I didn't see an indication as to whether it's going to be a 30-second timeout or it's yet the 30-second timeout. So teams coming back onto the court now. Not a lot of I don't think they gave them their full 30 seconds on that one. But okay, so Craig's going to have the ball underneath the far side of their own basket here, setting up in a four-man post. Ball comes into Zach Vickers, and over to Zach Jacobson. Zach Jacobson back to Timber Burnham. Timber Burnham's got the ball on the near side of the three-point line. Gabe's got the ball on the top of the key, passes back over to Brian Castle, back to Gabe. Gabe tries to get inside, can't do it. Zach Jacobson's looking, bounces it right off of one of the Haynes' feet. Craig gets the ball back somehow. Zach Jacobson got the ball back in his hand and shot a three-point floater and put it in. So now it's 20-12, and Haynes bring the ball down the court, trying to get underneath, get too far underneath, and the ball gets pushed back out to Hudson, and Hudson's going to give the ball over to Trevor, and he threw it a little long and went out of bounds. So it's going to be Craig ball. Just a little errant pass there. Nothing major. It was pretty. I think the jitters have kind of wore off of everybody here, and now we're kind of into the mainstay of the game. Timber Burnham's going to bring the ball into Brian Castle. It's going to go back to Timber, and Timber's going to bring the ball down the court slowly. So it's top of the three-point line. Pass over to Zach Jacobson on the near side. Zach penetrates a little bit, gets it into Brian Castle. Brian's pushing, trying to drive. Ball goes into Zach Jacobson's hands, but Zach kind of gets knocked around and falls onto the ground, and Dylan Swinton gets the ball on the rebound, and the ref is going to give the ball to Craig. So I think there was a travel call on Dylan Swinton as he got that rebound. So Craig's got the ball. Timber's bringing it in. He gives the ball up to Charlie, who's came into the game now. And Charlie's looking for an outlet, giving the ball back to Brian Castle. Brian Castle gives it into Zach Vickers, and Vickers goes up and shoots and scores over the top of Hudson. So it's 22-12 now. Craig with a 10-point lead. Haynes brings the ball back down the court. Dylan Swinton has the ball. He's looking for someone to give it to. He gives it to Trevor. Trevor shoots three-pointer at the top of the key. No. He misses it long, and the rebound is knocked back into bounds by Haynes, but goes right to Brian Castle. So back on the other side here, Zach Jacobson gives the ball up to Charlie in some kind of a weird handoff. Beautiful play. Oh, we got some. Charlie's getting a little upset on the bottom. So we've got Matthew went for the steal, pushed the ball out of bounds, pushed the ball, dove for the ball. Charlie dove on top of him, and it looks like it's going to be Haynes' ball after all of that. Almost looks like a little bit of anger on Charlie's side here. So it's going to be Haynes' ball. Trevor's got the ball, bringing the ball down the court. Dribbling top of the three-point line. And the whistle blows. And we're looking for a foul on Charlie Blanc. I believe that's his. No, on 21. A double foul. So they called a double foul. And that creates a jump ball, but it's still going to be Haynes' ball. So they called a double foul on Charlie and on number 21 of
Haynes,
which is Jacob. And I think Charlie's just getting a little animated, and they brought him out of the game, so hopefully he can calm down a little bit and then can bring him back in. So Dylan Swinton's going to take the ball underneath their own basket, passes the ball in to his teammate, puts it up, misses everything. The shot was Hudson, and he just kind of threw it right over the top of the rim, and the rebound went to Timber Burnham. And Timber on the far side here passes the ball over to Drew Markham. Drew puts up a three-point shot and misses. The rebound goes to Zach Jacobson, and he shoots and misses. And then the rebound on the bounce off goes to Morgan House, and he puts it in and scores. The ball comes back down the court on the other side. The shot, three-point shot, is put up by Jacob, and Jacob misses everything, and the rebound goes right into Timber Burnham's hands. Timber passes over to Morgan House, and Morgan puts up a three-point shot and misses. The ball dribbles along the edge of the court, but it goes out of bounds, and so it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Dylan Swinton will bring the ball into Trevor, back to Swinton. Swinton's bringing the ball down the near side here, stops at the top of the three-point line, gives the ball to Trevor, and Trevor looks to come in and shoot, and the foul is going to be on Zach Jacobson, and I believe that it's going to be on the shot. So Trevor's going to be shooting two here with 24-12 is the score with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the first half. Trevor puts up his first shot and scores. So he made the first one, and we're going to get a second one here. So 24-13. Looks like Haynes has kind of slowed down. They went on that early run to get that pretty big lead. They had a six-point lead, and he puts in his second one. So ball's coming down the court. Timber Burnham's bringing it down the court. He wants to penetrate. He tries through a Euro step. Nothing doing. Trevor puts a stop to that, and the ball falls onto the floor. Timber falls onto the floor, and he kind of grabbed the foot of Trevor, and so the ref called a foul. So hopefully we're going to get some calming down here going on. I think there's a little bit too much extracurricular activity going on here. And so we're now into the 1-1. And so the Haynes Glacier Bears will be shooting, and that'll be Matthew. Matthew has kind of an unconventional foul shot. He uses just the one hand to do it, and I'm assuming that that's his coach trying to tell him to quit pushing off on the second hand. But I was watching him during the warm-ups today, and he was doing quite well, and he just put in that first one. And so whatever works, works, right? So he puts up a second one, nothing but net. So apparently he knows what he's doing out there with that foul shot. So 16-24, 8-point lead here for Craig. And Craig throws the ball away. Trevor brings the ball down the court. He's trailing everybody. It kind of is kicked by Craig, but then it goes off of Haynes, but I think they're going to call the kick. So, yep, it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Haynes gets the ball underneath their own basket with 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go, and they're down by 8 points. So they get the ball up underneath. Dylan Swinton throws that ball into Matthew on a nice little inbounds play, and he puts it up and scores. So a six-point lead here. They're cutting into that lead. Craig's got the ball down on the other court. Gabe's trying to push his way through, and he can't. Drew's looking for someone. He gives the ball up to Morgan. Morgan wants to drive. Gives the ball back to Drew, and Drew brings the ball all the way back around, and nobody covers him, and he just brings it right in and lays it up and in. So Trevor's got the ball in the front court here for Haynes and pushes the ball back over to Jacob. And Jacob gives the ball back to Dylan. Dylan inside throws it to Morgan House and a turnover. The ball comes down the court, and Drew Marker gets the pass from Morgan, and he puts it up and in. So just like that, it's a 10-point lead again for the Craig Panthers. Trevor brings the ball down the court, tries to shoot it long. The rebound goes to Dylan Palomari, and he is fouled on his attempt to score, so he will be shooting two. So Dylan will be shooting two, and Dylan has already scored 4 points, and he misses. And I'm not sure why that was only one shot, because it was clearly on the shot, so apparently they said that it was not on the shot. So Craig's got the ball in the front court, but Timber throws the ball right to Trevor. Timber reaches in one, and Trevor tries to run past him and gets the foul called on him. So now Trevor will be shooting two. And to me, I think as the foul shots have started to mount for Haynes here, this is what could keep Haynes in this game as the game progresses on, because they're doing quite a good job of hitting their foul shots. Trevor puts in the first. So it's 28-19. There's been 10 fouls called on Craig, and there's been 3 fouls called on Haynes, and there's 3 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the game. Trevor puts up a second and scores. So it's 20-28. They cut the lead to 8 again. Craig's bringing the ball down the court. They're trying to take their time. Drew has the ball, top of the key, throws the ball over to Brian Castle. Drew brings the ball back up to Drew. Drew's going to drive, passes it back to Brian Castle, and errantly throws it out of bounds. So it's going to be Haynes' ball to see if they can cut into this lead again. Haynes has been doing a good job bringing it down to six, but as soon as they do that, it seems like they just kind of pop it, and they're giving four more points. The shot, it was taken by Matthew, and Matthew shot, missed, and was given the ball and gave the ball back to Trevor after he got his own rebound, and Trevor tried to throw the ball back to Matthew, and Matthew lost the ball out of bounds. So Craig's going to bring the ball down to the front court here, and Drew's dribbling in front of Haynes, trying to get in there. Gabe wants to push it into what Craig's doing is they'll drive three or four steps, and then they'll push the ball back out to a teammate. And Haynes isn't prepared for that, and there's always somebody that's wide open in the corner. Craig almost throws the ball away there, and does. So Drew threw the ball away to Dylan Palominari, and he gives it off to Trevor. Trevor to Dylan Swinton, and Swinton goes the distance and tries to put it up and score. I felt like he got hit there, but they didn't call it. But he gets his own rebound, or a steal after his rebound, and he's just being harassed under the basket, and they finally called it. So the foul will be called on the Craig Panthers, and Dylan Swinton will be shooting too. So Dylan receives the ball, puts it up, and bounces around and misses out. Nice soft shot, just didn't quite have what it took to get in the hole. So he's got the ball again, he shoots the second shot, puts it in. So 21-28 here with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the first half. Drew's got the ball in the front court, dribbling around, almost trying to kill time at this point, it seems like to me. Pass the ball over to Gabe. They try to get the ball into Zach Vickers, and it doesn't pan out, but it gets knocked out of bounds by Matthew, and it's going to be Craig Ball. Morgan gets the ball for the Craig Panthers, gives the ball up to Drew at the top of the key. He's dribbling through his legs, trying to be fancy, and tries to dribble right past, but they pick it up, and he gives the ball back to Brian, and they're going to call a foul on Trevor for pushing against Brian, but that's only the fourth team foul, so they'll take the ball out of bounds. With 1:56 to go here, with a 7-point lead, the Craig Panthers will have the ball under their own basket. Brian's going to take the ball out for Craig, looking for someone to give it to, throws it way up over the top to Gabe. Gabe back over to Morgan. Morgan's going to drive, put the ball up, and misses everything. Comes back around. Drew gets the rebound, gives the ball back to Morgan at 3-point line. Morgan puts it up and misses. Dylan Swinton gets the rebound, but he's being harassed by two people. Finally gets the ball up to Trevor, and Trevor's bringing the ball down the court. And Trevor wants to bring it in, and he does bring it in to Matthew, and Matthew puts it up and scores. Excuse me, that wasn't Matthew, that was Dylan Palomari. So now there's trying to do a little bit of math in my head here. It's a 5-point lead is all for the Craig Panthers. And Drew's got the ball at the top of the 3-point line, wants to drive, go all the way, puts it up, misses, rebound to Haynes, but they throw it down the court into the hands of Gabe, and Gabe's going to bring the ball back down the court, tries to go around his back, can't do it, gives the ball back up to Brian Castle. Brian wants to drive and shoot, and as he's shooting, he was fouled by Dylan Palomari, and we will have Brian Castle shooting two. On the shot, he got both forearms, just nailed him right across the forearms. It was probably a good thing, though, because had he not fouled him, he would have scored. So now he's got to prove it from the free throw line. So Brian puts it up, misses long. So one thing, if I've noticed anything with the Craig Panthers this year, their foul shooting hasn't been top-notch. So, you know, in a late scoring game, that might be something that could come back to haunt them. The rebound goes on the missed shot, goes to Haynes, he gets caught in the corner, but throws the ball over to Trevor. Trevor's bringing the ball down the court with 58 seconds to go, being beat up like crazy by Brian. But Brian gets the ball, and Trevor goes around the corner and grabs his arm, and the foul is going to be called on Trevor. So that's 6 fouls on Haynes. And Trevor looks like he's going to be replaced by Dylan Swinton. Dylan just took a breather about 30 seconds ago, but apparently the coach thought that was enough. So Drew Marker's bringing the ball back down the court for Craig. There's a 5-point lead here with 50 seconds to go, and they're looking to add to their lead. The ball is over on the far court. Brian Castle has it. They give it back over to Gabe. They're trying to get him inside. They just can't get anybody inside. That's one thing that Haynes has been doing really good in this game. Dylan and Gabe are fighting for the ball underneath, and jump ball, no, foul. There's going to be a foul called on Dylan Swinton when he went for that loose ball. It didn't look to me like he like there was a foul there, but I guess that's what they wanted to call. So we're going to be shooting one-on-one here for Craig with 36 seconds to go in the first half. Oh, excuse me, it's going to be Gabe Elmendorf that will be shooting that first foul shot, or shooting the one-on-one. So the first one's up. This is a hard. Dylan Swinton comes down with the rebound, bringing it hard down the court. He wants to bring it all the way and does. And they call a charge on him against Brian Castle. But, again, I think I'm not exactly sure how they called that because Brian was definitely swinging with him the entire time. And, you know, by rule, you got to be set in order for that to happen. But the foul was on Swinton, and I believe that's his third foul. So they're going to need to be careful here because he seems to be the aggressor for them. Craig has the ball. Zach Jacobson has the ball out of the top of the court. Gives the ball up to Gabe. Gabe throws the ball kind of errantly, but Zach Jacobson gets it back with 12 seconds to go. Brian Castle gets stuffed by Swinton. Zach Jacobson got stuffed by Swinton, but somehow the ball still went in. So with 3 seconds to go here, 2 seconds to go, Dylan shoots a three-pointer and banks it right off the top of the rim and missed. But it was a good-looking shot. It was right there. So, you know, quite a valiant fight by both teams there in the first half. It was kind of sloppy play, but we've got 30 for the home team, Craig Panthers, and 23 for the Haynes Glacier Bears.